Hello and welcome to the Consumer Goods Forum End-to-End Value Chain podcast. My name is Joelle Mbuya-Leclerc and I work in the communications team. In this podcast series, we'll be hearing industry insights from people working towards collaborative solutions that benefit the entire value chain. Today, we're revisiting a popular podcast from April 2018, where Rudy Hagendorn, director of the End-to-End Value Chain pillar, spoke to Case Jacobs from Capgemini at the End-to-End Value Chain Steering Committee meeting in London. Let's look back at their discussion about conversational commerce, as well as Case's contributions to the End-to-End Value Chain Learning Series.
Okay, so we are here in London, and we are having our End-to-End Value Chain Steering Committee meeting, the Spring Committee meeting. And I'm sitting next to Case. And Case, could you introduce yourself?
Yes. So Case Jacobs, Capgemini Global Sector Consumer Products and Retail, working with the Consumer Goods Forum on a number of initiatives.
Yeah, thank you, Case. So, Case, we are participating in a series that we have, which we call the Learning Series at the End-to-End Value Chain Pillar. And you are bringing always new, interesting stuff that we would like to publish and share with our broader membership. And one topic, and I remember a little bit of back history that you brought to my attention some time ago, was that of conversational commerce. Can you explain in two sentences what is it? And then I will ask further questions.
Yes, Rudiger. Well, people may interpret it as, okay, so you have Amazon Alexa, or you have Google Home, or you have Siri, that offer an additional user interface. You know, you can speak to it and it answers. That's not the big disruption. The big disruption comes from the ability for consumer goods and retail companies ultimately, so not now yet, but ultimately to build human-like relationships via natural dialogues in their natural habitat, like in their living rooms, in their kitchens, in their cars, in stores, which really will change the way consumers can engage with the retailers or brands that that serve them. So the disruptive nature of that is something intriguing, and no one knows what this will mean. But together with Intel and MIT, we have done some research on that, and that is something that is really interesting, I think, to further share.
Okay. Well, thank you. So tomorrow on the agenda, we have, I think, an hour of you explaining to our End-to-End Steering Committee what this is and what some key learnings are that you have made, what the impact could be. And you know, this is the Consumer Goods Forum, so what is the key message that you would have to our members, retailers and manufacturers that are on the steering committee tomorrow, that you would like to convey?
Well, one, this is something that represents a true disruption, or at least a potential true disruption. And again, how it really will look like, we will need to see that. But there is evidence that it really will change. And to name one a statistic, the adoption, the early stage adoption of the voice assistants like Amazon Alexa or Google Home, is already more than twice as big as the adoption of smartphones back 10 years ago. And from consumers research we have done on amongst 5,000 consumers who are using those digital assistants, they love them. They use them not only just to ask for the weather or to order a Uber taxi, but also for commercial purposes. So we think this is something that goes beyond yet another user interface.
Now, that sounds very interesting. And we look into the brand business, but we also look into the retail business. Do you see a different impact if you look into one or the other? How should they approach this kind of new technology that you're just describing? Any ideas, any advice you might give at this early stage?
Well, I mean, the typical reflex of companies when something like this comes up, like you know, 20 years ago when the adoption of internet had a critical mass, the typical reflex of companies, okay, I need to have a web shop or website. So the typical reflex back 10 years ago when mobile came up was, okay, so I need to have an app. So the typical reflex of companies now is, okay, I need to have a skill on Amazon Alexa. But in the case of internet, in the case of mobile, and now in the case of voice assistants, we will see that actually it's much more complex and the impact will be much broader than that. So conversational commerce has major impact on the customer experience. So what will be your brand personality? Because you will be able to really talk, to have a dialogue. Are you as a brand, are you male or are you female? So what language do you use? But also search. So how do you embed search? This is different than people typing in something in Google. I mean, people just talk in a natural way, and you as a retailer, as a brand, need to deduct from that what are these people looking for and then address that. That's a complete new capability. Artificial intelligence and the technology to enable that, but also what impact will that have on marketing? What impact will it have on supply chain? Those are big things and not something that you will build up over immediately. You need to build those capabilities over time. So our recommendation to companies is start your journey. Learn how this works. It is still in its infancy, but it will have a big impact.
That sounds really that, you know, even brands would be required to kind of design a persona for their products that represents their product, that lends their products a voice, that appeals to the consumer. So on top of having a nice design of the product as such, they will need to design a nice persona that actually then engages with the consumer.
And who is that persona? And actually that persona, like in traditional branding, you know, talks to a whole population in one voice. Now it talks to you personally. It's your personality of that brand, tailoring the message just for you.
And can we also imagine a kind of dialogue then between a single customer and with, I think, millions of products out there talking and engaging, and you need to really feed that dialogue and keep it alive and even engage the consumer in further, you know, buying products or seeing added value in services or even offering new services.
So absolutely. Right now, it's in its infancy. So it's in the marketing gadget phase. So it is about a robotic Q&A. You ask something, you get something. Very simple and most often not personalized. Where you see this is heading to, now artificial intelligence and especially speech recognition technologies, they will detect emotions. They will detect dialects. They will be able to communicate with you in a real human-like dialogue. We're not there yet, but we will be going there and rather soon from now. And the impact of that, when it is there, will be huge. So yes, there will be a natural light. Not today. So don't just look at the current state of Amazon Alexa or Google Home. You look beyond, but anticipate the capabilities that you would need to master as a brand or as a retailer to serve your consumers in their natural habitat, in their kitchen, in the living room, in their car, in the store.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to the presentation tomorrow, Case. So the appetite is there, and we'll have excellent discussions and Q&A versions, I think. And yeah, is there one more thing you would like to add, maybe?
Yes, absolutely. There's one thing, because I did not give you the right answer to your second question, which is, where's the relevancy for the Consumer Goods Forum and for industry collaboration? Well, there is one. There is a danger that this whole new world will be dominated by a few technology players that have control over the full stack. The speaking devices in your kitchens, in your living rooms, in your cars, the intelligence beyond that, the business models behind that, like Amazon Prime, and the whole supply chain to deliver upon that. So where does that leave brands, for example? Where does that leave other retailers, for example, who do not own those speaking devices or have those digital assistants? So we think there is a case for democratization of this whole playing field. So how can the industry make sure that there is a level playing field so that there is a fair competition out there? If the industry doesn't act, governments will step in at some point. But I think there is a case to be made for the industry to be a bit more proactive on that. I'm not making that case in a naive manner. I think it deserves a good discussion in the Consumer Goods Forum.
Thank you very much, Case. So looking forward, and keep in touch with the podcast series. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the End-to-End Value Chain podcast, and be sure to catch the next one. In the meantime, for more information about the End-to-End Value Chain initiative, please visit www.tcgfvaluechain.com.